Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go.
Yeah, man. Tinted Michael.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
We're coming back from break, Liam.
Liam?
We need our co-host.
Liam is out of breath. Liam been dancing so hard the whole break.
However long that break was.
Yes.
7 minutes?
Yes.
6 minutes? I don't know. 8 minutes? I don't know how long the break
Liam
was.
Liam danced.
The whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
They put on Michael Jackson for him in the studio.
Yeah.
And he just had him a good time.
And he was doing all the Michael Jackson
yes,
moves.
Was.
And
yes,
he wasn't just doing one thing for 7 minutes. He was moonwalking. He was doing all the different Michael Jackson
yes.
stuff that you've come to love. That was – you tired? I guess you're 9. You got plenty of energy. That was well done, man. You
awesome.
Weren't kidding about loving Michael Jackson.
Yes. He was, again, he did everything.
He did everything.
He did all the dances. And so, yes. If Liam, if people thought Liam was joshing about being Michael Jackson,
no,
he was 100%
honest kid.
Honest kid.
It's an honest kid.
Because
plus, Christmas time. You got, you know.
Yeah. Naughty or nice.
Sure you're on the nice list.
Michael said it. Naughty or nice. Rudy toot toot and rummy tum tum.
That's right. You got to stay on
the. What the heck does that mean?
There's a lot of Christmas song stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like, no one roasts chestnuts on an open fire. No one eats sugar plums.
No.
No one's ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's nonsense.
So why does it sound so good?
I don't know. It
maybe,
sounds great.
Maybe because Nat says it.
Chestnuts.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're like, yeah, fire. Like, yeah, but the Rudy toot toot and runny tun tun. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
It's old-timey toys.
I guess. You know, there was a time that you played wooden toys.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, and there was nothing wrong with that, you know.
Some people still do play with
toys. Yeah, play with them, man. You know? But, yeah.
The Amish. The Amish still playing with wooden toys.
I did not know that.
Hey, I'm not going to ask you if you tried to learn it because everyone did, but when you were trying to learn the moonwalk, were you good at it?
Yeah. Or, was I good at it? No.
Yeah.
Did I get
it's
good
hard.
At it? Yes, I got good.
You got good at it.
But it was one of those things, like Jay said, you had to have the perfect conditions. You had to have the right floor.
Yeah.
You had
a
to really, have the right.
A nice, yeah.
Yes.
A nice,
had,
clean floor.
You had to have the right socks.
What was good for us growing up in Seattle was, like, wet pavement is really good for it. So you
could
really? Moonwalk on the playground.
I never, ever would have thought that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you grow up in Seattle, it rains all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to make do with the elements.
I get that part. You know, the great thing last week when they were when we had the Washington and the Washington Oregon game.
Oh,
last
we
week.
Don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, but no, I just want to talk about the atmosphere
oh,
around
the atmosphere.
It. Oh man, Washington's a beautiful place, man, and especially around the stadium and
it
everything.
It is.
It was really cool, man. It was really cool. I didn't mean to bring up.
Gave up too many points and didn't score enough.
Yeah, but y'all stopped the run though.
We did.
You stopped the run.
We did stop.
You know,
the run.
But that dude just got put them.
That dude, wide receiver for
that
Oregon's
wide receiver
fast,
Oregon.
Man. Some athletes over there.
Yeah.
All right, so final segment for us here as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Liam has been putting on a show for everybody in
yes.
his Grinch pajamas. I don't know if you guys saw it all, but Liam has been dancing to Michael Jackson. That's his favorite artist, and he's got moves.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts are sitting down with us right now to hang out and chat with Liam and talk Christmas and all that good stuff. Fellas, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Good to see
good.
You.
Yeah, the couple of other young bucks, man. I know we got to get Liam, but we always have to ask the initial questions. How has it been? Because I know that, you know, this is a young defense. And we just had Jalen on, talked about the contribution. Because all of you guys, I mean, first year, 8 games in, all have had a big role in this defense.
Yeah, I mean, just the young guys that are hungry. Me, Jalen, James, Billy, Kobe. I mean, it's a defensive group of young guys that have come in and that are hungry and just, yeah. you know, want to go out there and perform. So like I said, we're just hungry. We want to go out there and do our thing.
Okay. We've been talking to – we talked to Jalen and obviously a couple of the other young guys that are here just about the young presence on defense. We're talking rookies like you guys, second-year guys that are really kind of heart and soul of this thing. You got to feel good about the future of that side of the ball with the talent and the youth that you guys have. I would think.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. Yes, that wasn't a good
future,
question.
Future's bright with the guys we got in there. Like I said, we're all hardworking guys. We all, like I said, we all want to come in and contribute and, you know, help this organization out as much as possible. So,
were you named after Kobe?
Yes,
you were named after Kobe. Okay, okay. I was always because I knew we were going to have you. I was like, I was always curious if that was you were going to be. You were named after Kobe.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Don't come in
play? Hey, man. Don't come in today. Gonna serve, man. All right. Hey, don't let great BSP. My last question for you. Obviously, we're going to have more questions. Your first game. All right. Ball's coming out. Y'all in the red zone. They're coming in. Here you come. Like you. I mean, you were in coverage. First tackle.
Yeah.
All right. First tackle. Did you think you missed him?
A little bit.
You thought, like, I mean, the way you flew. I mean, you came and just flew in, and then it's like, then the whole Benz erupts and everything because he was one of those guys we asked on summer. This dude here, man.
Sure.
He might be something here, man. How has it been for you? Because obviously you're starting to get more and more playing time as the season went on.
Oh, it's been cool. It's been fun just playing behind AZ Terrell, one of the best corners in the league. Been pretty cool just learning off him, getting experience with him. Talking to me every day, learning new things in the league. It's just been fun, been cool.
I'm sure everyone's asked you this a million times, but I've never talked to you before. You had to want to play basketball too, right?
Yeah.
Growing up?
Yeah.
I mean, you made it to the NFL, so it worked out pretty good, but you had to want to play some basketball growing up too, right?
Yeah, I had offers coming out of high school playing basketball, mm-hmm. but I chose football. I had offers baseball too, but
Oh, really?
I just chose football. That's just my love for the game. Sure. I just love football.
Sure. And again, I mean, it worked out.
Zay, how has it been for you as far as your transition? Obviously, we know what kind of program you came from Notre Dame, and obviously being coached by Marcus and things like that, and a lot of expectation. Even though you know you're a third round pick and all those things, everybody still looked at you as a guy that was going to be that early contributor. How has the adjustment been for you from leaving Notre Dame to where you are now?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, like you said, the type of program I came from, Notre Dame with Coach Freeman, they prepared me as best they could. Just stepping in, you know, I felt ready to go, comfortable, confident. So just a tribute to Notre Dame, what they were able to set me up for to come to the Atlanta Falcons to be ready to go.
Now, was that an incentive interception against the Saints? Like, I'm going to get this because, you know, anyway. you can knock it down or something like that. But it was like,
I was already upset with myself because I should have had at least like two other picks before that.
Right.
So once I seen the ball in there, I was like, all right, I'm getting this one for sure.
Right. Yeah. No matter knock it down or nothing, I'm going to get it.
I was like, I'm going to get this for sure. So I had to go get it.
You think, has Notre Dame done enough to get into the playoff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I seen something earlier. Coach Freeman said it was like, do you want the best teams at the beginning of the year or the best teams now? And Notre Dame is definitely one of the best teams now.
That's smart to say when you start 0-2.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's a good argument.
They had start against two good teams, Miami and what was the other team? Texas A&M.
A&M,
So they had two good starts. Yep. So, I mean, they're playing good right now.
All right, my man, Liam.
Let's get to the fun part.
Let's get part. What you got? Well, all right, Liam.
Liam's got the real questions.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is in November 22nd. I just turned. My birthday was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Now, do people get it confused with Thanksgiving? They always because it's when you do people call you and text you on Thanksgiving, happy birthday?
Not anymore. Was a little bit. My birthday fell on Thanksgiving a couple years
ago.
Okay. So, but yeah. When's your birthday?
October 16th.
October 16th, okay, cool.
It's a couple fall birthdays.
Fall birthday.
What about you, Kobe?
My birthday in September.
September what?
17th.
I'm 24th. We're right there. Does that make you a Libra or not quite? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't care about that kind of stuff,
man, on this
it's
show.
It's not a first date, my bad. about Libras.
Everybody's crazy. Every sign is crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Oh, I'm a
every single one every of them single, is filled with crazy people.
Yeah, so
he must be a Capricorn.
He must be a Scorpion. or whatever like that. So what else you got, my man, Lim?
How old are you?
I'm 24.
I'm 24.
Wow.
Kobe.
We're old. Why'd you say whoa? Like you're old.
Oh, he said. He sure did.
Whoa. How old are you?
9.
Make sure we get it right. We caught him 10 earlier. 10. He made sure that that he got all that correction in with that, man. So what's the best part of Christmas to you guys?
Being with family. Really, just enjoying your time with family. Just seeing your family happy around the house. Just fun to see.
Yeah, I agree. Just having a good Christmas spirit with your family. Just eating good food, having a good time, just enjoying each
other. Are your families in town? They're going to come in town? Were they in town for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, my family coming in town for Christmas. Okay. Great. Yeah, that's great.
I don't know yet, but they came for Thanksgiving.
they came for Thanksgiving.
You're not sure if you need them back that fast?
That's what I was saying. The way you said that, like, it ain't Monday yet? What time that day going to play?
It's true. Right. Thanksgiving weekend just ended.
It just ended.
Ask them in a couple weeks. Yeah, maybe they could come back. So you guys would have been 15 years ago if you're 24, right? So in 2010, what was like the dream Christmas gift for you guys when you were Liam's age?
Getting a bike.
Oh, oh yeah.
That's great.
Getting a bike. Really getting a bike.
I don't know. Probably some type of video game. Or probably a pair of shoes, to be honest.
That's a little PS5 thing.
Yeah.
What's that handheld thing?
Yeah.
Play Switch or something?
My kids have a Switch. Yeah. But I'm not even going to date myself.
I know. Have you guys heard of a Game Boy?
Yeah, I'm not even going to date myself right
that's
there.
What I had.
To go back, because that was a long time ago.
The black and white Game Boy.
The Game Boy. But there was another one that was by
Sega. Had like the little.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah. I didn't have one, but I wanted one.
Yeah, but the only reason I got one, because that's when, you know, we were in a different bracket.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So if I was in the regular bracket, there's no way in the hell I could have got one of those things. Mom ain't buying me nothing like that.
Yeah, never.
I played the same Duck Hunt combo, Mario combo, for the first 8 years.
My wife's such a hoarder. We cleaned out some stuff in the attic when we got the Christmas decorations down last week, and she had a box with the old Game Boy Color in it, which, again, predates you guys by quite a bit, but it still worked.
Yeah, man.
We're playing Mario versus Wario on the Game Boy Color. Still fun.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. So y'all had houses because, like I said, your family was just here. Your family's coming back. Your family was here. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they decorated the house.
Yeah.
Is your house decorated?
I just bought a Christmas tree yesterday.
All right.
So
I'm getting one later.
It's December 1st yesterday. You're fine.
So how long is it going to stay just the tree? Are you going to put the garland and all the stuff on it?
I got a pre-lit one.
Oh, you bought it. So it's a fake one?
Very smart.
But that's good. You're able to use it.
Very, very smart. That's a good investment. Very, very smart. I was like, okay, because, you know, you can just boom, put it back in the box, put it in the basement, and then next year, December 1st, you'll bring it up again.
Bring it right back up.
My man.
Plus, it probably has that setting with the different colored lights. You can white lights.
Change it, everything.
They fade in and out. They make them nicely.
Yeah, so because of where you guys are now, are you getting more requests this year for Christmas?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously.
I'm letting him answer.
Is there more requests coming now instead of what you need?
That's long gone. Long and no more what you want anymore. Can you give me this?
Exactly, man. Exactly. You got anything else over there, Liam?
Huh?
You got anything else for the players?
Okay. What's your favorite number?
Favorite number? I say 22 because my birthday is November 22nd.
What's your favorite number?
24.
Because of Kobe.
That's interesting. People may not know, listening. Maybe they do. You're number 31. Mm-hmm. You got your jersey on right now. You're number 37.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys go with your favorite numbers?
It was gone.
I was gone. Okay.
AJ wears his number.
Oh, yeah. AJ wears his
number.
And
22 is
Clark.
Oh, okay.
I haven't worn 22 in a while, but that's still just my favorite number.
Okay.
Because the thing about numbers is always, you know, it's a lot of people, it's whatever. You know, whatever, give me the number. I'm going to go make the number and all those different things. But when you got the number, and you're sitting there, you're coming into Atlanta, you go in the locker room, your first every time, and there's 31, there's 37. What was your first initial reaction?
This is not me. Because my girlfriend asked me what number I am. I said, 37. And she started laughing, so I kind of felt.
Ugh, bad. That like that?
She said, ugh.
Ew. What's wrong with 37? That's not a bad one. I like it's better
at a
than
quarter?
At a quarter?
At a quarter?
All right, okay, fine. 37 is nasty. Wow. Who was Ricardo Allen's number, wasn't it?
Ricardo looked pretty cool.
Yeah, Ricardo was an excellent Falcon.
He's outstanding. But I understand what Kobe's saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying over there, Kobe. I understand Kobe.
All right. Well, I think that's probably going to do it.
Yeah, man.
Liam, awesome work, buddy.
Time, buddy. Good job again, my brother. And anytime you want to come up, I'm blocking your mother. Anytime you want to become a Bulldog fan, let me know, okay?
You know what my favorite number is? Mine is
67.
Please tell you, God.
I get it. Oh. See, I'm cool with the kids. You get it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
How are you doing it?
That's the first 6'7 reference on this show, and I'm proud of that. And it wasn't by either one of us, okay? That's good.
I know that ain't my child, but it still drives me crazy. Goodness gracious.
What does it mean, Liam? What does it mean?
Just means 6'7".
There we go, man.
That's all you need to know.
Goodness gracious, man.
Kobe. Xavier, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you so much, fellas. Y'all stay healthy and stay blessed, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's going to do it.
Oh, we're done for the day, huh?
For old Andy and Randy.
It's quitting time.
Quitting time. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Just another awesome year being able to come to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and celebrate Christmas and hang out. We appreciate everybody listening to us. We appreciate everyone here with the Falcons in the hospital. And we look forward to doing it again
year after year. Another great day, man. Appreciate you, everybody. Appreciate Choa, obviously Atlanta Falcons, all the players, everybody listening. Thank you all so much, Liam. These kids, just awesome today, Andy.
Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.